Here's one of our top stories this morning. A Montana climate study found the state's average temperature continues to rise. Winter snowpack is decreasing, and the fire and growing seasons are lasting longer, while drought conditions are expected to increase in frequency and duration. The Montana Climate Assessment, carried out by the Montana University Systems Institute on Ecosystem, suggests Montana may need to start storing more water, that farmers and ranchers may need to switch to crops that do better in the drought conditions. The two-year study looked at past climate data and the impact on the state's water, forests, and agriculture. MSU Professor Kathy Whitlock said Wednesday the assessment is meant to help Montanans plan and make better decisions. The authors plan to travel the state over the next year to discuss their findings. As the Rice Ridge Fire raged this summer, the residents in and around Sealy Lake suffered through historically hazardous smoke day in and day out. And now, scientists are studying its effects. Air quality specialist Sarah Cofield with the City County Health Department said her department reached out to the University of Montana for help in studying the people who suffered so long in smoky conditions.
In my heart of hearts, I want everyone to be okay. You know, I want to find out that they're fine. But I'm really concerned that they aren't. We're going to hopefully be able to find some funding to go back up and follow some folks over time and see how they're doing.
Cofield has examples of Sealy Lake residents who needed medical treatment from the smoke and was asked if anyone had been hospitalized.
A woman who was hospitalized for pneumonia after being in the smoke. I spoke to a gentleman yesterday who coughed and his lung deflated, and he told me there was another girl, a teenager up there, who also had to be taken to a hospital because she coughed and it affected one of her lungs. From what I've heard and from what I have seen, I'd say the answer is yes.
Cofields and said the UM scientists and health workers will take the data they've gathered and run more studies to determine exactly what happened and what might be able to be done in the future. State and local officials have begun preparations to take over management of the cleanup of a northwestern Montana community, namely Libby, where health officials say hundreds of people have been killed by asbestos exposure. The Libby Asbestos Superfund Advisory Team met for the first time yesterday after being established by the Montana Legislature earlier this year. The five-member group will work with state and federal environmental agencies to come up with ways to prevent further exposures to asbestos that remains beneath the soil and in the walls of many homes in the towns of Libby and also in Troy. A cleanup by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has removed more than 1 million cubic yards of dirt and building materials from properties in the state, in the area, rather. That work is expected to finish in the coming months. On Wednesday, Missoula police were called out to a probation checkup at a residence in the 600 block of East Broadway. Police spokesman Travis Welsh explains.
Misdemeanor probation officers had conducted a search on a client of theirs who was on probation and, in fact, had located illegal drugs in the residence. When the officer arrived, the evidence was turned over by the probation officers, and the client, identified as 29-year-old Jonathan Kimmel, was taken into custody.
Welsh says officers found marijuana in Kimmel's possession, but that wasn't the only drug they found.
The probation officers also found prescription narcotics that were not prescribed to Mr. Kimmel. It's pretty standard that probation officers make periodic home visits for people under their supervision, and it's also not unusual that they would conduct searches for contraband, which is apparently what happened in this case, and they did locate it, and that's why he is in jail.
Welsh says Kimmel is now facing a felony charge of probation violation and criminal possession of dangerous drugs. The Montana Supreme Court has ordered the Attorney General to rewrite ballot language for an initiative that would require people to use public restrooms designated for their gender at birth. The court ruled earlier this week in a challenge from the ACLU of Montana, saying the language did not include the initiative's specific definition of sex and was otherwise vague. The justices wrote, the language doesn't say the law would apply to local government buildings and public education facilities and does not include how much it would cost for them to comply. It also fails to note that people could sue for emotional or mental distress if they encounter a transgender person in a public bathroom and the facility hadn't taken reasonable steps to prevent it. The conservative Montana Family Foundation has until June to gather nearly 26,000 signatures to get the initiative on the November 2018 ballot. Many Missoula County public school classrooms are either full or over capacity, according to Superintendent Mark Thane, who appeared on Talkback yesterday. Extra measures are being taken to make sure all classes meet the state accreditation standards and pass inspection next month.
We have about 11 classrooms right now in the district that actually exceed state accreditation standards technically. And we add instructional assistant paraeducator time to those classrooms so that we meet the letter of the law. We don't think we'll take dings, but the first Monday in October is the day.
A closer look at the data shows that 20 Missoula classrooms are currently exceeding state standards, and an additional 49 K-8 classrooms are full with enrollments right at the max allowed. They describe some of the areas where the problem is most evident.
We've had historically classes that exceed accreditation standards, and so a new family might move in. They might be put on a waiting list. It depends on grade level, school by school, but that's true at some grade levels at Rattlesnake, at Cold Springs, at Lewis and Clark, at Paxson. I think those are the primary ones presently.
Interestingly, most of the schools having capacity issues are also some of the highest performing schools in the district. The schools listed by Thane all placed in the top 6 in proficiency on the latest Smarter Balance test. Well, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office has named Detective Rebecca Burkett as the new school resource officer for 11 schools throughout the county. At a press conference this week, Sheriff T.J. McDermott introduced Burkett along with administrators from Frenchtown, Lolo, Target Range, and Bonner Schools. Burkett said she'll be mixing in with students of all ages.
That's just part of me being able to communicate with them. I have to wear a lot of different hats in this role, and I have to know what my target audience is. So I'm a lot more animated when I'm talking to the littles, when I can be a little more, you know, casual and relaxed with the bigger kids, and I know that, hey, you're pretty much adults. We can talk on that level.
Burkett said that being a mother of school-age children gives her a special perspective on the kids she'll be working with.
I know how to be a mom. I know how to be a cop. And now it's just finding that good middle ground of, you know, a lot of the kids don't necessarily come from good home lives, and they don't have that positive adult role model in their lives. So a lot of the talks that I've had with these kids are more focused on, hey, what'd you do this weekend? How'd your soccer game go?
Burkett received praise from the sheriff's office for her role in negotiations with two carjacking suspects back in May of 2016, that resulted in a Washington State family being released safely. News Talk time is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Mostly cloudy to cloudy skies with rain today. Daytime highs will top out in the upper 40s. Winds will be out of the east-northeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour, but we could see wind gusts topping 20 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.